Chapter 3. By the size of it, the body was a man's. It had hiking shoes and jeans on, and its arms were still mostly covered by blue plaid sleeves. The torso, or what was left of the torso, was red where the bear had been feeding and grayish where it hadn't. I couldn't see the man's face and considered that fact a small blessing. Was he Kendrick Haynes? Where was Alana? The bear huffed. It swung its big head around and looked out into the trees. Maybe it had caught my scent. I continued my imitation of a statue. I didn't know a lot about bears. They weren't high on the list of probable engagements in army training. I knew they preferred to avoid people, and that they had sharp ears and even better noses, like dogs. And they hibernated. What the hell was this one doing awake in February? Maybe bears didn't hibernate all the way until spring. Or maybe it had smelled something worth waking up for. The bear turned back to the body. After another moment, I could hear it chewing. The smart thing for me to do would be to turn around, double-time it back to the truck, or at least to where my cell phone could get a signal. I wasn't eager to challenge a 300-pound animal eating what might be its first meal in weeks. But I kept thinking of Alana. Was she trapped in the cabin by the bear? Was she hurt? The door was open. No lights on inside from the narrow sliver I could see. No smoke coming out of the chimney either. The bear tugged at the corpse, tearing off strips of its plaid shirt and what might be a down vest. I had to see what was in the cabin. Or who. Hikers sometimes carried air horns to scare off bears, or some kind of supercharged pepper sprays for really desperate situations. I didn't have either of those things. What I really wanted was a flashbang grenade, something that would send the bear and every other creature nearby running for the next county. I didn't have that either, but the notion got me thinking about what was in my ruck. 5 paces behind me was a huge Douglas fir with a trunk wide enough to conceal a whole squad. I faded back to it. Slowly, I took off the ruck and opened the pocket with the emergency kit in a soft, waterproof bag. In the kit, I found 3 signal flares, yellow tubes about 10 inches long with translucent caps, and a small roll of duct tape.